Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty, and you are listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about cultivating your mental wellness. Since the pandemic arrived in 2020, mental health awareness has been so much more acknowledged, as well as being so particularly important to each of us, whether we realised it or not. It might not be something that you personally are aware of, or it could be something which you don't think much about with all the other pressures in your daily life right now. The effects of the last couple of years have been quite different for each of us. We're all individuals, and how we exclusively experience the world around us is so unique. The impacts of any events in our lives can affect us physically, psychologically, and emotionally in so many ways, and it's therefore sometimes hard to think straight, isn't it? Firstly, ask yourself a question. What does mental wellness mean to you? What does it look like, feel like, sound like, and how do you know if you have it or not? Getting to know yourself is so incredibly important. Your patterns of health, your behaviour, how you care for yourself, and how you support and care for others. Along with that is your ability to manage your day-to-day life in a meaningful and productive way for you personally. You can help yourself to understand what makes you tick by asking yourself some more questions, such as, what makes you want to get out of bed in the morning? What energises and enriches you? What demotivates you? What empowers you? And what is important to you in your daily life? So once you've considered your answers to these questions, or any other ones you come up with, have a think about how you can make every day as good as it possibly could be. Whatever's going on in your life, being aware of your health and well-being is crucial to understanding when you might need to work on it some more to regain balance in your life. Talking about your health and well-being is such a significant thing too. I realise that some people might not think that it's so important to consider in the scheme of things, but in my opinion, it truly is so valuable. You might feel that you're burdening others by expressing your concerns, your worries, or your unease, and you might feel apprehensive about approaching someone. Knowing who to speak to and where to go when you need reassurance, encouragement, or support to deal with how you feel is key to moving forward. Getting the support you need could be from family or friends or significant others in your life. Sometimes, though, you might feel you don't want to talk to someone close to you. So what can you do then? There are so many great support networks locally, across the island, across the UK, and indeed across the globe. If you're on the Isle of Wight and you're not sure where to look first, in my opinion, the website iwmentalhealth.co.uk is a great one. There's such a wealth of information on there, including how to help yourself in certain situations, who to contact locally, and national helplines too. That signposts you to other organisations if that's more appropriate for you. Some are online, some are face-to-face, some are group meetings, and some are using alternative communication methods too. What is so important, and probably the hardest thing to do in my opinion, is making that first step to connecting with someone to chat with about what you might have issues with at that time. Don't worry about what someone else might think when you chat about your issues. Indeed, this may be something that they themselves have been through, or something similar. Sometimes just talking it through with someone you can trust is all it needs. On other occasions, you might need more professional help from health professionals or specific organisations. Whatever help you need, please don't be scared to ask for it. Be brave and take that first step to mental wellness. Believe me, you will feel so much better for doing it. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. It's a part of you that's crucial to your ability to stay well and healthy. Please don't ignore or neglect it. Take care of your mind and your body will thank you. Take care of your body and your mind will thank you. And from me, thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.